So getting back to what we do here, what do you have in mind?
Well, I think we've got to lay out the...
One thing is very important, we've got to...
responsibility on the load on the vehicle, it's got an office and all that. Department's responsibility, that goes, he can't use the office for most of this. He uses them to do his other work so that he can work out there, start covering the base and provide an unemployment. So that he's, here's the thing, I think.
But it wasn't collected.
But they still have to account. It was cash on hand at the time of the campaign. No, wasn't, is he going to?
No, not the campaign, not the campaign.
My point is, I would not treat that, that in my view was not campaign funds. That was campaign, it was not given for a campaign at all. These were funds that were, shall we say, collected after the 1968 election. It had nothing to do with any campaign law. It was not campaign funds, you know, for any purpose they wanted, you know, put it in gold, what happened on the war, what happened on the meat price, etc.
Issue polls,
and the rest. Studies, the
geographic analysis.
And after that, they returned it over to the campaign committee with a gift to the campaign committee. Well, I don't know. Anyway, it's a problem. And that's, if Dean sees that, it's a problem because the question would be, if Dean is very good this way, so the next question would be, whack.
Well, it's a potential problem. And Dean is inordinately worried about that problem because it does have all him. His view, and I mentioned to you last night on the phone, the idea of building the White House, the White House around the White House. And Dean's point is, when you get down to it, the White House literally doesn't have any problem prior to the Watergate break-in. In other words, there was no White House involved in the Watergate. He's satisfied.
Even Colson.
He's satisfied with that?
He thinks that's helpful. That's the one I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Colson has Liddy Hunt in his office and calls McGruder and says, get off your ass and do something.
Well, but he argues that wasn't necessarily, and maybe reality, was
knowledge
of that operation. Now,
I already
know there was an intelligence apparatus.
I recall myself that all occurred in Chicago. The IADT, and I can imagine Chuck and how he was. Hell, you go on for an hour about what he was trying to do about that, but he was trying to get a counteroffensive. I don't know what he was trying to do.
Yeah, that's why he was playing Kennedy stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
That
must
be good. But, the point is the only place that the White House is culpable.
Yes.
In this thing, on any criminal basis,
or it's all I mentioned,
any real basis, is in the potential charge of obstruction of justice after the fact. But we have no problem with the crime itself.
And on that one, he says, well, you just say you turned over the money.
And I don't see why we're even if the money is used for some support stuff or defense.
Yeah.
Why is that obstruction of justice anyway?
Well, particularly when it's not the same campaign. I would say I guess maybe.
You may not have to get into that at all. See, he's just worried that you might get into it. And if you follow his containment line, the odds he feels, and I feel stronger than this, are pretty good you won't get into it. He's just worried that there's a little lurking possibility because he just well knows that the money was delivered here. That's really where it was.
Yeah. Well knows it.
Or if you put Gordon Strachan
up
before a grand jury.
Yeah.
If they ask the right question, Gordon will never volunteer. He's a lawyer, and he's smart, and
he must not hurt himself.
But if you get Gordon to a point where they say, was there any money? They may get into where
in this borough, but the union judge is out about the fact that they have a fund over
here. No. Well, yeah, but never a fund over here. Only that Stans had this fund in his safe, which he did. Which, of course, he would have. He had a cash fund. Safe that was used for various payments. And that's where,
as far as this is concerned, I'd say constructively it stands as the best thing to belong to. Here's an action for
it. I don't know. I didn't. I never saw it. I never had a thing to do with it.
There's nothing in writing.
Well, Strachan may have had this on a receipt when he took it to the meeting. But I don't know.
This came from
Well, what it was that money that we had left over from 70. Remember, we collected all our cash from 70
over
here, and we told them not to spend all of it. Didn't have to. We ended up, we had it, and it was probably 68 surplus that we used in 70 and carried over and got mixed, of course.
But why don't we just say,
this is to be used
for various candidates, it was never used.
It's to be used for candidate support research.
Gettysburg research was never used. Turned over to the committee at the end of the campaign. What they did with it, their problem. And has been elected in years prior to 1971.
That's right.
Prior to 71.
Which is true also.
At least that was my understanding. Now the problem is that I think those funds got mixed together and we never got all the money. Because they told us we could.
Sure, but they had to deal with it.
No, it wasn't that they thought they needed it. It was their point that under the laws, there was no way we could even use it.
Which we never did.
There really wasn't.
There wasn't even a way we could use what we had.
Which we needed to do to do a thing with the money, which is good.
See, I had the money. I was going to use it to pay for poles.
You were doing all that poles.
You did the poles too.
But they said they had the money to pay for it, and they needed places to show where they spent money, so they paid for the poles.
I would say that looking at the reads that Erlich, for example, gets to him. Not a water meter, but he gets to him on the Hunt.
John doesn't make it up. He gets to Carl.
That one.
And it Erlich does, and he gets to David Young. And David Young is a weaker read than Carl.
Is young, also wise.
They haven't got the young yet, I don't know. I shouldn't say that because I don't know.
But what's my
impression that they have what we're young?
Crowe did a critical question in his case of parents, so he didn't know the
Q. How did he get out of that?
Is everybody part of that?
Well, Crowe has to be one of us. I was kind of surprised. Very cool blood. Yesterday, he said the Crowe just finished with his line.
He said, no, I didn't.
They said they helped Crowe.
Convicted felon against his word.
Well, plus they may not say it. You still, the Cubans seem to be the least matter of concern. They're fanatics, and they don't seem to really be too concerned about their political blood. And their needs are fairly minimal. And Dean confirms again that Liddy's in jail. He didn't stay out. He said, I want to start serving my term. And he's at Danbury. And thoroughly enjoying it.
It's not a bench, you know, judge for 35 years.
He may enjoy that. As long as he thinks we're going to see a son of a son. He fits in a fair way. He's got five kids. And all he's concerned about is that there's enough income to take care of his kids, and that's being taken care of right now by his mom. The lawyer's got some for them.
Goddamn, if people are in jail, or very right, or people are raising money for them. I got a lead on to. There's got to be funds. I don't mean to be blackmailed by Hunt. That goes too far. For taking care of these people who are in jail. My God, they did this for us. We're sorry for it. We do it out of compassion. I just dedicate the fund. Yet the people that contribute to it, you have to report on that damn thing. There's no report required of any kind of money. Do you agree? What else you
need? That's why it seems to me that there's no real problem on obstruction of justice as far as he's concerned. I mean, it doesn't seem to me we are obstructing justice for Christ's sake. The people pled guilty. When a guy goes and pleads guilty, are you obstructing justice? Are you helpless? His argument is when you read the law,
but Dean didn't do it, Dean. I don't think Dean had anything to do with the obstruction. He didn't deliver the money. That's the point. I think what really set him off was when Hunt's lawyer saw him at his party and said, Hunt needs $100,000. You know, that was a shot across the bow. You understand? But that was a straight goddamn blackmail. He got the money and everything. Is there a deal? Let's come to the other. When you talk about the wagons around the White House, what really happens here is that you really have to take a hard look at your situation. You realize that this is a weak one. I don't think it's a weak one. Does anybody handle it?
I don't know, but
I have my opinion, I have no knowledge. My opinion is that he is. And from the way he talks, I'm like, fairly convinced of that. Deep is fairly convinced of that.
All the way up to the truth. Schroeder's word against the other. He
said he did. But he said he did.
Well, did he oppose you?
Oh, yeah, but not, they haven't testified.
Speaking now of what Dave tells me, that's what I got to be concerned about. If Dave tells me, I've got to know what he said about the body of the body, and that's what I'm going to do. He's hurting himself. Well, pretty rough, I would say. Well, with that knowledge, and I am fighting for the position of government, I'm probably going to see what you did. You didn't fight for the position of government. I'm part of the hiring on him. That's exactly why we didn't let him get into anything with the presidential appointment. And you can also argue that we should have closed the Secretary of Commerce. On the other hand, we can't prove he's working himself as he needs to be. That's, we went that route for exactly that reason. But the other side of that coin is if you're unless you decide to throw Schroeder to the wolves, you need to keep Schroeder on as even a field as you can. If you decide to throw him to the wolves, great time problem. He's not a guy, he's not a lily type. He's exactly the opposite. If you decide to throw him to the wolves, what do you have to say to all of you? We wouldn't say anything. We wouldn't say anything. We say that you found that Schroeder that year.
We don't have anybody who can even testify on Watergate. We don't have anybody who knows anything about it.
Except possibly Bolsonaro. Unless Trump did. Big possibly. Yeah, I agree that nobody else wants Trump.
I'm not trying to keep forgetting about Trump.
And Gordon, what's his name? He says Trump did. Well, he was getting information from Strzok, but he may not have known about how it worked. You know what I mean? I think Strzok is not that bad of a position standpoint. He's too low a level.
But I feel like Strzok had no
idea. He had a tremendous amount of, he just got information. But he didn't issue the orders or anything to him about what he wanted to do.
Yeah. You look at George Strzok, here's a little young lawyer who used to work for John Mitchell, his law firm, and came down to Washington to work in the government. Working under a campaign with Attorney General of the United States is in charge of how the hell do you expect him to decide whether something is being done is right or wrong?
That's right.
I don't think does worry Dean much, and he doesn't worry. I would not be concerned about Gordon. He is. You never know about anybody. No, I would have never thought that maybe he would have a nervous breakdown. Guy I wouldn't worry about, but Schroeder is a guy I would. Schroeder is loaded with ego, personal pride, political ambition.
I mean it this way.
He's had some major success as a young guy. He's, you know, the boy wonder type. You know, and that kind of guy is,
how did John act through the Ellsberg?
He says, I didn't know anything about it.
He says, I talked to Hunt Phillips. Right.
Well, he said he didn't talk to Hunt Phillips.
Crowley wrote it. But what were we doing about the doctor about that?
I'm rather curious to know myself.
Well, you better ask now because I don't really know.
All I know,
well, I know is I think it was part of that whole operation of John and Young. Where we were just looking into the whole business of leaks.
Henry was in on that. Henry must be over something.
Yeah, but what the enterprise out there, which is the key thing, that Hunt, see, Hunt, what Hunt says is that he'll uncover some of the sweet new work he did for Roosevelt. So particularly reminding of the
yeah,
that's the Ellsberg affair.
That's a sweet one.
All right, and the Ellsberg affair,
I'm not sure what happened, but it has something to do with they sent Hunt out, and I guess the few.
Yeah.
To break in,
but doctor's office.
To a psychiatrist's office to get a report.
Yeah.
On electrical
analysis or something.
And they bungled the break-in, didn't get what they were supposed to get or something.
And then they came back and said, could they go back again? And that request got their own, and he said, absolutely not, he says. And they didn't, apparently.
That's, why did they want a report?
I don't know, but they had, there was a lot of stuff, they had a lot of interesting stuff on Ellsberg that showed he was, you know, we got some on the purpose of the report.
This credit,
I forgot, yes, but I think a spy out of it,
make him look as bad after all the national security was involved and so forth.
Well, anyway, I'm not sure. And why were we using private people? Because the question, there was a valid, or a real question here, is where the CIA and FBI fit into it.
Also, whether they were leaking contracts, is that it?
Because things were leaking from all over. Is that
leaking from all over?
We simply have to find
it. But it had to be done independently.
It had to be done independently because of the possibility of leakage.
I don't know whether that'll grow, but I'm
sure that doesn't make a leap on it if we're not looking again.
You come back, but as a long stretch out of it, I'm trying to get down again to the point that the man knows all this is hunt insurance.
Yeah.
So hunt becomes rather important.
Okay.
Now, Dean's line,
Dean's point on that one is
that Dean would say that he just come out off the pocket of money.
So,
that's what you really come down to. Get a lot of money out of the pocket, or just get another tap next. You know what I mean? That's a lot of dough.
Let's face it, in terms of
heart, or so forth, if Colson's talking in terms of heart, by Christmas, you know, right after the death, before their victory, before the Senate, which out of the fine, he knows it can't be done.
But if Hunt thinks that's what he's been promised,
he'll shut up now.
He may shut up now.
Yeah.
But my point is, what do you do at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Sure.
And the question is that now, it seems to me, you've got to find out ultimately what he's going to do. So, you can next show.
Yeah.
But you've got to know what that might do before you start it.
Not if you get the parole board to a part might be an early part, an early parole might not. If you get the parole board to look at the point that the sentence was way out of proportion to the
point. Well, it might
do it.
Says that's why he thinks he's a Peterson. He says that in early degrees, if the judge has a power to sentence him without parole, that's a rough son of a bitch. He's going to do something like this on the ground that they didn't talk about.
I make it tough to
around the White House, and you just
turn it up. You do whatever you do, issue statements, issue a deep statement, or whatever, to totally cut off the White House from the whole Watergate business. Now, at the same time you do that, it might be you haven't gotten this, but you also have to do the Segretti thing. And to a degree, implicate the White House, which is fine. There must be a deep statement. I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah,
or a statement, or a...
There has to be something, that's right.
Or do you agree?
I think you do.
I think we need, let me put it, I would sort of balance that about it, that the statement or the more statement, what has you sure to look on a part of it, so forth. But it's better to have, it's better to have something other than nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, but then the questions that raises are, they don't successfully do that, but can you, are you any better off if the White House is clean, but your campaign committee's dirty, and you are, if we cut the whole thing off at some level? In other words, we need bounces to the campaign committee and eliminate the bounces of the White House. First of all, is that believable? It has to be true, but can't be convincing.
If they get
a sign as Magruder, probably doesn't hurt too much if they get the Mitchell.
He's awfully close to you.
Yeah.
He's not as close to you as Erwin.
I guess with Dean and Haldeman now, but you know, they put
Mitchell will find a way not to.
Well, I'll get to him, I think.
But Dean's thought, I think, what tempts him on putting the wagons around the White House is that it forces Mitchell to take the responsibility rather than allowing Mitchell to hide under the blanket of the White House, which he's been doing. And I think Dean feels, and that's, and in a way, that's Colson too. He feels that Mitchell and Colson can take care of themselves. The problem is, Magruder can't take care of himself, except to just straight line his present position.
Yep.
And see whether he can make it stick. Now, they may be able to hang on that. So, but still, it would get to a question. They may be able to indict if they get other people to talk, but can they convict him? Beyond a reasonable doubt, maybe not. If he stays with his arm, then he may not be able to convict him. And Magruder indicted and winning acquittal may be a pretty good recourse to go. Or a messy trial. And there, what do you do if they call us? We can't not go there again. And if I were the prosecutor, the Justice Department of the prosecution, and so maybe we can control the prosecution and not follow. But there again, at least if you call us, we're under rules of evidence and germane. We've got lawyers who check. You can go to relevance if they're there, and they can only go to relevance. That's no problem there, so they can't go fishing. But there is no problem. Unless they get this drawn and they start running that string.
Another thought that has been raised is the idea that everything is sort of wrong with this thing, a special counsel.
I don't know if I'm being a lawyer and I need to go after this kind of stuff, but he feels very strongly, and John Perlman seems to concur, that you need the advice of somebody knows more about the criminal stuff than we do. And they both
can't.
Joe Peterson. Well, they both Joe Peterson. The guy, they wonder if, and what we got to last night after we were in here, was a question of whether, I guess it was Dean, could call Peterson and just say, we need advice. Can I talk to you on a totally confidential basis outside of school? And it would think that
you wouldn't do that. The true
partner. No.
Mind you, put another one in the
past. I'm just asking. I don't know. The way they were talking is, I'd have to do it with just straight bilateral Dean
right.
To Peterson.
Right.
Where Dean would just say, I'm over my head on this, and I need counsel on an informal and totally confidential basis. We sit down and let me go through this with you, but that would have to be understood. And Mike, I recognize that you may feel you can't do it because as the head of the criminal division, puts you on the other side. But can't you separate? Mike Dean has a feeling that the more Peterson knows, the more helpful he can be. And that he will be. I'm not sure that that's what you can count on. I'm sure you can't count on. Because Peterson's another human being too. I mean, he's obviously
now. Yeah, I just don't know what
it is. Because you don't know what his ambitions are. And quite impressed with Paul, not just going on.
Well, I know they're all impressed with both.
So, apparently, all the way through this, it's been a very solid run. More so than Clark. The problem you got with Peterson is that he plans to go out to private practice with my team. Well, that's what Ted Newton meant to. And he did. Maybe that's what he told Clark to do. Right, but if you're going to do this, you can't do it right on Clark as well. And I think here you just got to. Well, we can find these there. That's the whole point I want. I just called him and said, I'm not sure I told you that. I'm used to it, and I used to it, but they're all the same. Thank you.